Welcome to Webcam Confidence for Women. Fun, fiery, and fierce, confidence coach Susan Axelrod and co-host online business producer Pam Sullivan offer real-time strategies and skill building for women wanting to use webcam in business. In this podcast, you'll learn how to rise, R-I-S-E. Releasing inhibitions and securing enthusiasm are key to getting confident on video. This show is a live experience. After the skill development discussion, Susan and Pam go live into Virtual Presenter Studio offering attendees confidence on webcam, a must-have skill for every woman in business. Are you ready to rise? The show starts now.
Welcome to Webcam Confidence, where we help women in business rise. I'm Pam Sullivan, your online producer, and today we're switching things up a bit. I am joined by two very special guests, and we're going to do a behind-the-scenes type of Q&A. So recently, these two guests that I have with me, they helped me come to some clarity on my business goals, about being on camera, and especially some reluctance I've been having about being seen on social media. And so I thought this was a really important topic, really important for people to hear, because I have a feeling that there are a lot of people going through the same thing, feeling the same thing, going through a tough road, either getting started or continuing on their journey towards a more confident virtual presence. And so to make sure that we get through everything that we have for you today, we have a jam-packed show. So we're going to get started. I wanted to welcome our VIPs who are joining us after the show, where we will go into the live studio, and it's going to give you an opportunity, as always, to reflect on your journey to webcam confidence, and we'll have some more time to go a little bit deeper. We'll have a really great worksheet that will really help you go through and start thinking about those things. And so I'm joined today by my co-host turned special guest just for today, confidence coach Susan Axelrod. Welcome, Susan.
Hi, Pam. I have such a grin on my face. I'm so glad that you did this. You took the lead. This was your idea. And showing up vulnerably, revealing your own journey, and really that we're all going to be helping other people understand if, how, and why about using webcam and video in their business. So I'm really delighted to be here as your special guest. Thank you for doing the heavy lifting today. Let's get started.
All right. And I was really excited when our other guest said yes to this idea. We have Cornelia Stephanie, who you probably already know as media champion for our those of you in podcasting, but she's also a spiritual mentor. So welcome, Cornelia. Thank you for being here.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to support you in helping yourself rise and helping women rise into the true beauty and abundance that they are. Thank you for having me.
So we've been talking in our shows about video being one of the best ways to connect with your audience and using it to grow your business. But the journey to webcam confidence is sometimes not a straight line from A to Z. There's many bumps in the road. So as a way to get started, sometimes even at various points along that journey, it's really important to get some clarity on why you want to use video in your business so you can figure out the how and your strategy. And so recently, in the regular planning sessions that Susan and I have, we were talking about the podcast, and Susan made a comment to me that I had been doing very well. So thank you, Susan. But she asked me, how does that feel? And have I been enjoying it? And I've mentioned on the show a number of times that I am really introverted, and overcoming that over the years has really taken a lot of me pushing myself out of my comfort zone. So my response to her about that question was, well, I still do this wrong. I still do that wrong. I'm seeing this and that. But I said, I'm really glad that I'm doing it and I'm proving that I can do it. And so the question that I'd like to ask Susan to talk about, and it's the question, you know, that she asked me. And so for everybody who is listening, I'd like to ask you to just think about that question for yourself, and which you'll see is really important, and you'll see why it's important. But really be thinking as you're listening to her talk, be thinking about these questions for yourself. So, Susan, the question was, who exactly do you think you need to prove this to? Because my response to her was, okay, I'm proving that I can do it, and I'm doing it. So then once she talks, I'll let her talk. I'm going to follow up with how I responded and what my answer to her question was.
I'm still loving this, Pam. Thank you so much. You know, the question exactly whom do you need to prove this to is the basis of the confidence coaching that I do. So often as women, and especially women in business, we're doing it to prove something to someone who is outside of us. And it, because we think we should, because we're told we should. I go into a furious rage when women in business tell me they're doing something because they say that's the way to get it done. I've learned that the best business happens when it's in our own natural wheelhouse. So Pam, for example, I didn't even realize that you were introverted. We've been working together for years. I never thought of you that way. I didn't know it until you enlightened me. And then suddenly when you shared that with me, I was moved to say, well, how does this serve you? And why do you want to do this? And that question, that clarifying question, exactly, Pam, is the thing that we all want to ask ourselves. Pam and I are crystal clear. Video is the new black in business. Because even if you're live, it still usually gets recorded and becomes a video later. How confident are you? How do you feel that you present on video? And so this question, I think, is vitally important. And later in the studio, for those in our live studio audience, we're going to be dealing with this head on. I'm very excited about that. So Pam, back to you.
So yeah, so when she gave me that answer, you know, I was like, okay, wow, well, there's Susan's expert level coaching, and we've worked together for a couple of years, and I have the benefit of working with her closely, that those things come out here and there, and they really help me. So every time something pops up, I'm grateful that she's right there with that business coaching. But I really decided for this one, I really was going to take, it really struck me when she said that. And I was like, I really never thought about it that way before. You know, who am I proving it to? Not only that, but, you know, I never really, really thought about it. So I was going to take some time and really contemplate that. And as I was thinking about it, I realized it wasn't until I got into college, and I had to take a public speaking course as one of my prerequisites. So I had to take a public speaking course. It was on a topic that I really cared about. I really knew a lot about it, and I knew that other people would find it helpful. And it really sparked something in me where I really wanted to get those thoughts out, and I felt really confident. It was the first time I've really felt confident in a group like that. And I got an A on it, which was a total 180 from high school, which I willingly took zeros for things similar because I grew up so shy and it was just so painful. So over the years, I was lucky enough to have a career where I was used to getting myself out there in business as an opportunity to push myself. So I used all of those things and pushed myself out of my comfort zone, which even though it was so hard to do, I've always done that and tried to do that. So my answer to that question was, I was proving it to myself. And so in a way, you know, it was a learning experience, just like college and my corporate career and things like that. I knew it was going to push me, and it was hard, but it was in a positive direction. So the second question that Susan asked me was, maybe if this is so hard for you, maybe you don't need to be doing video. Maybe you're doing well enough in your business that you don't really need to promote yourself that way. That was the big question for me. And so she really gave me that permission to consider that it was okay, you know, and she was giving me that, well, really think about it. Do you really need to be doing it? And so maybe, you know, being behind the scenes, like you so like to do, she knows that I like to do, and I am good at that behind the scenes, helping other people. So she said, well, maybe that's good enough. And so I had an answer to that too. So I thought about it, but I'm going to wait until after I go to Cornelia to talk about her question that she asked me that was also very helpful. So a couple of days later, and it was so funny how this happened. I always say the stars were aligned and how this all lined up from Susan's question to then Cornelia's question, because it wasn't until after talking to her that as part of her coaching calls that for all of her podcast hosts, she does regular coaching calls. So as part of that, she had asked me, you know, something, and which was, you know, I told her that it continues to be a struggle for me being seen on social media. So promoting the show and promoting myself and getting out there on social media was a challenge. So, you know, and she said, well, first of all, you're doing amazing. And again, thank you. And she said, I'm not the only one who thinks that. You should be proud. You know, do you feel proud? And I honestly really had to think about it. And I was like, well, I suppose, but I don't really know if I truly can believe any of the compliments and things that people are saying. Because deep down, I really, you know, I knew I didn't believe it. I kind of felt like that, you know, I didn't feel totally worthy, I guess, is what it was. And I mentioned that it would take a lot for me to start believing it. And once I could start to believe that, maybe I would, you know, accept the compliments, I guess. So Cornelia, I'm going to let you talk now, and I'll come back with another reply, how I replied to that question.
So I just want to bring a couple things to our awareness right now. If we stopped here right now and just watched everything that Pam just did and said from the time that she opened the show to right now, we can see how absolutely amazing she is. None of us would ever think that she's an introvert, and none of us would ever think that she was struggling with a low self-worth issue around all of this. And it's ironic because her podcast, Video Marketing, is Helping Women Rise. So you look at both of those things, a low self-worth, being seen, being heard, really shining like the sun, and then at the same time, helping women rise. So she, as the brilliant creator that she is, created the situation for herself so that she can really truly get to the root core bottom of what has stopped her in her life right now and how she can move forward. Because it's really, really hard when we come up against this core wound of not feeling good enough, of not feeling worthy. Part of my coaching, my spiritual mentoring, and then also my business coaching is helping people really fully own their value, own their respect, and own their worth. And it's hard because we are still clearing and healing our conditioning from the past, the emotional pain where we didn't feel good enough, that was conditioned from the time that we were children. And so that's when I was asking you, because it doesn't matter, Pam, you know, if other people tell you all day long about how absolutely extraordinary you are, how absolutely amazing you are, because we could walk around in that circle and try to prove it to you and prove it to you and prove it to you. But unless you shift that negative limiting belief from the subconscious that says, I'm not worthy, unless you shift that and choose the new, I am worthy. Now you're worthy of the success. Now you're worthy of drawing in the clients. Now you're worthy of really being able to attract the clients, attract the relationships, attract the people that reflect that new belief. But you were the one. I can't do it as a coach or as a person. I can't do it for you. You're the one that has to let those walls down. And when I asked you, is this the time to talk about when the walls came down? Is this the time to ask? When the walls came down, really, truly, well, first of all, I also wanted to just quickly say how perfect it was, because the three of us were supposed to get on a call together, you, Susan, and myself. And for some reason, it just worked out to where Susan couldn't be on the call, and she wanted you and I to get together on the call, which was really perfect because it was our work to do, your work to do, and that was to really get to the root core of what this piece is, and that is, I am worthy. I am worthy for all the abundance, for all the love, for all the success, for all the every good thing that you want to create in your business and in your life. And when I asked you, do you feel worthy of success? Do you feel abundant? Do you feel it? And what did you say?
I said I couldn't really say yes, that I do. There wasn't a definite yes, I do feel worthy. I couldn't say that.
So this was the perfect place, because when you said no, I can't really say that. So do you see how no matter how much I would tell you how beautiful you are, how awesome you are, how amazing you are, how wonderful you are, it wouldn't matter. And because you have to really shift that negative limiting belief yourself. And the miracle happened when I felt it, and I know you felt it too, when the walls came down, and the walls came down when I asked you, could you consider the possibility? And that is really how we shift a negative limiting belief. It's that simple. And sometimes we need a person to help us. And that's where a mentor or a coach comes in. But could you consider the possibility of being worthy? Because I want to tell your audience, our audience here, that if you were to Google, what does it mean to be worthy? What you're going to find is it's going to say that you, the person, is worthy of honor and respect. Honor and respect. And can you imagine you not being worthy of honor and respect? You deserve honor and respect. Every moment that you're breathing, that you deserve that. So of course you are worthy of honor and respect, just like a 6-month-old baby is worthy of honor and respect, hasn't achieved anything, hasn't written a book, hasn't done a podcast, hasn't earned any money, but that baby is worth honor and respect, as are you. And when we can then let the walls down and choose our worth and choose our value and choose our honor, which you are now doing, only then are we coming from the truth of who we are. And that is, I am worthy. I am abundant. I am lovable. I am honorable. And now what you're doing by walking that part in the spiral, that circle in the spiral, now what you're doing is you are healing that wound for your entire ancestral family, your son, your family, everyone, because you have healed it from the past. So,
yeah, that's so awesome. And the other thing that you asked me was, what action steps will you take this week? And I was like, I don't know. And so in thinking about that, and in thinking about the question when you said, well, can you consider the possibility, or however you said it, that it's the idea that it's possible that you might feel worthy. I said, yes, that's an easier yes. I can say yes to that. That was easier to accept for myself, that, okay, I might not now, but it's possible. And so that, just like you said, the walls came down and I was able to think of little action steps, things that I could do that week, in the right direction. So it really was a lot easier. So the idea that it was possible. And so that was really huge for me, because, you know, being that I really didn't totally feel worthy, at least I could consider it. And so in the end, you know, you really helped me realize that it's not just about business growth, but in life as well, it's all connected, and my path towards feeling worthy in business. It's connected to my personal life, my other relationships, being a mom, showing my son, you know, that I'm an example for him, and growing all around, not just business. So to me, it was like, okay, it's time. It's time now to heal that and to kind of, you know, move forward. So I really took that time to contemplate both your question, Susan's question, and especially the one where Susan said, maybe you don't need to be doing this after all, and how you, Cornelia, helped me connect those dots about feeling worthy and really believing it, and, you know, and all that stuff, and other relationships. So in the end, you know, I came back to Susan after that week, and I think you were surprised when I said, I really thought about this. I really took this seriously and thought about this. And I think you were kind of like, oh, okay. And so I said, you know, although it is really hard for me to be on video, either recorded or live, I don't hate it. And, you know, I really want to continue. I want to learn how to improve. Knowing that I can help others too was really big for me. Knowing that things that I'm going through or things that I'm feeling can help other people. And that's really the most important thing for me, because for me in business, it's just my vision and mission for my business. And what I love doing is that I get to help other people and use my experiences to help other people. So that really makes it worth it. And, you know, the other part of my business is the virtual presenter studio. And I really think as far as business growth, something like that really needs an online presence, and it needs marketing, and it needs you to put yourself out there to grow. And I really do want to grow it. It's something that I, you know, that's really important to me to grow that too. So I know business-wise, it's smart. So
I want to say, you know, you've come full circle, and it was your beautiful role model of claiming your worth, claiming your value, because it's the same thing that you would say to your son if he would say to you, Mom, I have a feeling that I'm not good enough. And you would, you know, encourage your son in the same way that he deserves all the blessings, all the abundance, and for him not to hold himself back because of that. And now you have healed that within your own self, and now you're going to be able to support your son and your business and your relationships, like you said. And I just want to say this to all the introverts, the people that are out there that claim the label. It's a label. And think about this. Whenever Pam took this test that showed her that she was an introvert, if she was to take the test again today, maybe in 3 months from now, maybe 6 months from now, from a place of I am worthy, I don't know if she would come up with the same results.
That's interesting. Yeah.
That's true. I just need to jump in here. We only have another minute or so, I think, but I just want to say thank you so much, Pam. What you've done today, opening up this conversation, this is something that women do. And this is something that we're doing in our podcast with complete commitment and conviction to helping women rise, to understand it's okay to have these conversations. I'm the confidence coach. Sometimes I'm not confident. You know, everybody who knows me knows that just because I'm the confidence coach doesn't mean I am 100% of the time, you know, and you have shown us, really led the way today to help women, you know, get permission to ask themselves these questions. So I really want to say thank you, Cornelia. The spiritual mentoring that you do is just, you know, beyond the pale. Coming up with these things and the way Pam picked up on it, it really was just like cutting those anchors, you know, like the anchors that keep you down. It's just like cutting it and allowing people to rise. And I myself, of course, have been, you know, graced with that. So I just want to say thank you. So Pam, back to you to close it up right now.
Yes, thank you so much, both of you. So Susan, Cornelia, and I are going to be taking our live studio audience into our breakout room. you can share your experiences, ask us questions, and really be thinking about what you need to do to break through and getting confident on video yourself. So we have a really great worksheet also that is going to help guide you through that and be thinking about your business goals and clarifying things for yourself. So make sure those of you who are in our live audience select the join now when prompted on your screen to make sure that you follow with us into the studio. So thank you again. See you in the studio.
See you in the studio.
Thank you for listening to Webcam Confidence for Women with confidence coach Susan Axelrod and online business producer Pam Sullivan, helping women get confident to RISE, rise on video. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. For more information about Susan and Pam, visit the Virtual Presenter Studio at volutionvirtual.com/studio. That's Volution, V-O-L-U-T-I-O-N, virtual.com/studio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.